We live in a world of danger, stress, fears, and frustration. According to Time magazine, 19 million Americans are afflicted with anxiety disorders. And there are many additional millions around the world who have phobias and fears. Many of us are just plain frustrated with ourselves or our circumstances. Do you have the faith to overcome your fears and frustrations? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, are you living by fear, frustration, or faith? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Millions of Americans suffer from anxiety disorders. In June 2002, Time magazine featured an article titled, Understanding Anxiety. Now more than ever, we are worrying ourselves sick. How many people in the United States are worrying themselves sick? The article states, quote, there is certainly a lot of anxiety going around. Anxiety disorder, which is what health experts call any anxiety that persists to the point that it interferes with one's life, is the most common mental illness in the United States. In its various forms, ranging from very specific phobias to generalized anxiety disorder, it afflicts 19 million Americans. In early 2005, the Gallup organization conducted a survey of American teenagers. In a March 29th report titled, What Frightens America's Youth? Gallup editor Linda Lyons wrote the following, quote, for many Americans, the definition of fear changed on September 11, 2001. With the memory of those attacks still vivid in their young minds, U.S. teens still perceive terrorism as a real threat. It ranks among the things teens fear most. How fearful and frustrated are you? How worried and anxious are you? What can you do to overcome fear and frustration? On today's program, we'll discuss the role of faith in helping you live a more successful and confident life. And we'll be offering you a free one-hour audio tape titled, Facing Your Fears. This audio tape will give you seven biblical keys to help you overcome your fears. The tape also includes a segment titled, Vital Keys to Happiness. You need this free audio tape. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this audio tape on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. What are some of the common fears and phobias? Brian Birnbaum of CBS News presented a 2004 report titled, Brits More Afraid of Spiders Than Terrorists. Dateline London. Spiders are scarier than terrorists, at least according to a survey of 1,000 Britons released Monday. Household creepy crawlies frighten Britons more than terrorist attacks or even death, the survey found. Terrorism only came second on the list of respondents' top 10 fears. Another crawling phobia, snakes, was ranked third, followed by a fear of heights. Death came in a surprising fifth place as the nation's greatest fear, end of quote. Why is it that we have so many fears? How can we overcome those fears? My friends, there are many biblical strategies to help you face your fears. Our free one-hour audio tape will give you several of those strategies. Be sure to order your free copy. The Bible emphasizes a quality that we all need in this faithless age. That quality is faith. Perhaps you are lacking faith and confidence. Can you have faith in this faithless age? Yes, you can. If you have your Bible, turn to Romans 10, verse 17. The Apostle Paul shows us how we can have faith. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What is the Word of God? This book, the Bible, is the Word of God. As you read and study this book, you'll find God's awesome promises to you, as we explained in a recent program. You'll find documentation of God's intervention for nations and individuals. He promises that he will intervene in your life. Just read what is called the Sermon on the Mount. You'll find those fundamental precepts and promises that God gave us in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the book of Matthew. Be sure to read those chapters. I was amazed when I first read those words. I was about 12 years of age at the time. I took those words seriously, and it began to change my life. My friends, I urge you to read your Bible daily. You'll soon learn how to live by faith. But today, there are many modern distractions that keep us from spiritual priorities. We live in a materialistically minded world. Many seek wealth as their first goal in life, whether possessions of real estate, cars, boats, jewelry, cash, or designer clothing. Others seek power of position in government, business, or education. Others seek pleasure through illicit sex, overindulgence in media and other forms of entertainment, alcohol, or illegal drugs. Many even become addicted to video games. Is it any wonder that so many of us lack faith? If our priorities are materialistic, we will not have faith. Jesus of Nazareth made it very plain. To what major goal in life should you commit yourself? Jesus addressed the common problem many have of worrying about their physical needs. Turn in your Bible to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6, verse 28. Jesus asks, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you?" Now listen to this. "O you of little faith." The opposite of worry and anxiety is faith. So Jesus instructs us to focus on the spiritual. If we do, then all our physical needs will be added to us. Matthew 6, verse 31. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Now, what is our primary goal in life? Verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." My friends, God promises to provide your every need. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Once you know God's promises, as we've pointed out in previous programs, you talk it over with God in prayer. You claim God's promises. You follow his instructions in Matthew 7, 7, which says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." My friends, take God at his word. Pray to him according to his will. Ask, seek, and knock. And you'll find that answered prayer will help overcome your worries and anxieties. We'll discuss more strategies for overcoming our fears and frustrations in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio tape, Facing Your Fears. This audio tape will give you 7 biblical keys to help you face your fears and overcome your fears. The Bible gives you many practical and wonderful principles to help you grow in faith and confidence. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment." Yes, perfect love casts out fear, and God can give you that love. This exciting free audio tape includes an important segment titled Vital Keys to Happiness. You need this free audio tape. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free 1-hour audio tape, Facing Your Fears.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that millions are afflicted with anxiety disorders. The Bible gives us strategies for overcoming worries and anxieties. But our materialistic world distracts us from the spiritual priorities. Jesus chastised his listeners who worried about food and clothing. He said in Matthew 6, verse 30, "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" And yet many of us allow ourselves to worry. We become fearful and anxious. What do Americans fear most? A 2001 Gallup poll surveyed U.S. adults to see how their fears rank. The number one fear was snakes, 51%. The second most prominent fear was public speaking, 40%. These were followed by heights, 36%, enclosure in a small space, 34%, spiders and insects, 27%, mice, 20%, flying, 18%, going to the doctor, 9%, and the dark, 5%. My friends, God knows your fears. Jesus said that your Father in heaven knows you intimately. Again, if you have your Bible, turn to Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus gives us this encouraging perspective and instruction. Luke 12 and verse 6. "Are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Or as the NIV states it, "Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." God cares for you, and he will give you the faith and confidence you need to overcome your fears and worries. Be sure to ask God for faith. Be sure to read the biblical examples of faith. Hebrews 11 is called the faith chapter. It records many examples of faithful men and women. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 7. Here we read about Noah and his faith. Hebrews 11, verse 7. "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." Notice that Noah was also moved with a godly fear. In fact, you'll find that strategy included in our free audio tape, Facing Your Fears. A godly fear, in fact, helps you to overcome phobias and worries. Notice this promise back in Proverbs 14, verse 26, for example. Proverbs 14, verse 26. "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge." True faith and confidence come from God. In this case, God promises us strong confidence. Many in mainstream Christianity call the fear of God primitive. They equate fearing God to the obeisance of superstitious pagans falling down before their false gods. But the biblical fear of God is a deep reverence and respect for the Creator. It's an awe of God's majesty and greatness. It's a response to the reality of God. When you choose to fear God, you will not fear man. Let's understand. The fear of God and the love of God are not mutually exclusive. Many professing Christians think that you have to have one or the other. That's not what your Bible says. Turn to Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good." Yes, God requires that we both love him and fear him. Both qualities go hand in hand. I challenge you to read through the books of Psalms and Proverbs. The blessings and benefits of a godly fear will amaze you. As we read in Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. How else can we overcome our worries and anxieties? Turn in your Bible to 1 John, the 4th chapter. I referred to this scripture a little earlier. 1 John 4, in verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. My friends, love is the antidote to fear. But how can we have that love? First of all, realize the profound truth mentioned right here in verses 8 and 16. God is love. Let's read verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Yes, God loves us, and he'll give us the gift of his spiritual love. Romans 5, verse 5 gives us this amazing promise. And hope puts not to shame, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given unto us. That's from the American Standard Version. Your very selfish nature can be transformed into a loving nature. And how does one receive this precious gift of godly love? By the Holy Spirit, which was given unto us. As we pointed out on previous programs, the Apostle Peter gave this instruction to thousands on the day of Pentecost. How does one receive the Holy Spirit? Acts 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. God gives us amazing promises in his word, the Bible. We need to act on those promises. If you are seriously considering baptism, as your Bible instructs, we invite you to counsel with a minister of Jesus Christ. We have ministers in many regions around the world. If you'd like to arrange a counseling, just call the number on your screen. Yes, you can have the love that casts out fear. You can have the faith to overcome your fears and phobias. We saw in the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, how Noah was moved with a godly fear, and he became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Notice another example of faith in Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes, Abraham obeyed God in faith. You need to decide for yourself. Will you step out in faith and obey God, as Abraham did? One of the great Bible definitions or descriptions of faith is found in Romans, the 4th chapter. Notice that Abraham believed God's promises. Will you believe your Bible? Will you believe the wonderful promises God has for you? Romans 4 and verse 20. He, Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Now listen to this. And being fully convinced that what God had promised, what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. My friends, ask yourself this question. When I read God's promises in the Bible, do I believe that God is able to perform what he has promised? If you do, you are well on your way to living by faith. Read your Bible and claim God's promises. He wants you to have a close relationship with him. Sometimes Christians are not close to God and they become frustrated. Are you often frustrated? The word frustrate means, quote, to prevent from attaining a purpose, to thwart. The word comes from the French frustra, which means in vain. The fruits of frustration can include mental anxiety, worry, turmoil, apprehension, nervousness, and restlessness. How can you overcome your frustrations? We'll discuss the answer to that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio tape titled, Facing Your Fears. This audio tape will give you 7 biblical keys to help you face your fears and overcome your fears. The Bible gives you many practical and wonderful principles to help you grow in faith and confidence. One of those strategies is to pray about everything that worries you. As it tells us in Philippians 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And in verse 7, God promises great peace to those who follow this instruction. This free audio tape will cover the subject in more detail than we have time for on this program. This exciting free audio tape also includes an important segment titled Vital Keys to Happiness. You need this free audio tape. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free 1-hour audio tape, Facing Your Fears.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Many of us live lives of worry and anxiety, and we all experience frustration in modern society. We sit in traffic jams when we are late for an appointment. We feel burdened with long hours on the job. We may feel rejected when asking someone for a date. We may feel insecure or unloved. We may have conflicts with friends or family. We may have health problems. We may lack patience. Things just don't go well for us at our workplace or school. Why do we experience so many frustrations? There can be several reasons. Perhaps our focus is on the material rather than the spiritual. What goals are you setting? When you set the wrong goal, you can be thwarted and frustrated. The simple solution is to set the right goal. My friends, if you've not already internalized Matthew 6:33, you need to. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." We become frustrated when we have the wrong goal or no goal at all. But God has made us all for an awesome purpose. When we commit to his goal and seek his kingdom and his righteousness, we minimize life's frustrations. Another reason for frustration is that we insist that our will or our way should be done without consideration for others. The selfish attitude is, I want it my way. My friends, we need to surrender our will to do God's will. Our Savior gave us the example. Even when he faced crucifixion, he prayed in Luke 22, verse 42, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus surrendered to God's will. My friends, when you surrender to God's will instead of insisting on your own, you will find peace and you will overcome your frustrations. Remember, Jesus taught us to pray, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's in Matthew 6, verse 10. Another major cause of frustration is wrong motivation. We all need the godly attitude of giving as opposed to getting. As it tells us in Acts 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Or as the Moffat translation has it, it is happier to give than to get. Patience is another strategy for overcoming frustration. The love chapter in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 13, gives us several characteristics of love or charity. And what is the first characteristic? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Or as the NIV states it, love is patient, love is kind. As we've seen on today's program, the godly qualities of patience, faith, and obedience, and surrender to God's will and divine love will help us overcome our frustrations, fears, anxieties, and worries. God wants us to live by faith, and He will give us that faith if we draw close to Him in prayer and seek to understand His will from the Bible. The April 2005 edition of Reader's Digest featured an article titled, New Proof Prayer Works. Commenting on the healing power of prayer, Julie Bain writes, quote, "While no one can absolutely prove that prayer cures illnesses, many doctors cite cases of recovery that can't be attributed to any other reason. What we do know, though, is that religion and spirituality can reduce stress and boost the immune system." End of quote. That's on page 153. The article cites several research studies that support that conclusion. Quote, "In a 1998 study, Dr. Harold G. Koenig found that those who prayed daily and attended religious services weekly had 40% less hypertension than those who didn't pray or go to services." End of quote. Yes, my friends, the Bible instructs us to pray daily. If you humble yourself to seek God in prayer, if you read the Scriptures seeking to do God's will, He will give you more faith, more peace of mind. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And three times in the New Testament, God instructs us, the just shall live by faith. You'll find that instruction in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. May God bless you to live not by fears or frustration, but may you live your life by faith. Be sure to request your inspiring free one-hour audio tape, Facing Your Fears. This tape will help you apply biblical principles that can help change your life. And be sure to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.